Board of Realtors President Todd Anderson told us that sales activity is fairly even with 2017, and perhaps condo activity has decreased a little. While the Park City area has seen a weak winter so far, he said that can actually encourage buyer interest.
We get a lot of people out checking product, kind of seeing things, getting ideas, and oftentimes a low snow year can lead to better sales. People take that day off of skiing if they don't think it's that great, although most of our clients love the sunny days we've been having. But it will get more people looking, but in general, the first quarter tends to be the slowest of the year in terms of sales.
He said there's a low inventory of product, a condition going back 4 years. Anderson said it might be the new normal. He agreed Wasatch County is adding to the inventory, but there is a caveat.
It's definitely added inventory, but it's not the same as your in-town inventory. It's not as much of your ski inventory. It still tends to be a little less resort-oriented, although we're seeing some change in that right now as it does go a little more resort and second home ownership in a lot of the Wasatch County areas.
On a related topic, we asked him about creeping interest rates. He said they will have an impact even if about half of Park City sales are in cash.
And it will have an impact on the, you know, on your local buyer and maybe that buyer who is financing. As we look at things, say, you know, a 1% raise in interest rates goes to a, you know, changes your buying power by about 10%. So it will have impacts. I wouldn't expect it to be immediate, though. I think that'll be a slow process in readjusting for some of that along the way.
On another item, Park City Municipal has become concerned about the fees charged by homeowner associations, which can amount to $600,000 to $700,000 and have an impact on affordable housing. Anderson agreed it can have an impact.
I think as you were to look at that and break it down, every $100 equates to about $20,000 price point. So if you didn't have that $100 going toward an HOA, you could afford $20,000 more in purchase price.
But he added there are reasons for the fees that HOAs charge.
I think a lot of things when we look at HOAs gets a little hidden. Oftentimes when we see those big numbers, the cable's included, your water's included, there are a lot of inclusions in there that you really have to back out and say, this is something I'd be paying anyhow. And then the other end of that is that you're usually putting money aside for repairs in the future, for roofs, for painting, things that don't tend to happen in your single family home or your spots without a homeowners association. And so, you know, there aren't many HOAs out there that are running away and stockpiling a bunch of money. They're watched very carefully, and that money is going someplace that's designed to improve and keep the value of the property.
Todd Anderson, president of the Park City Board of Realtors. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.